We welcome you into our studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. It's Eagles, Cowboys, part deux. And let's be honest here, Merrill, this is going to be a tough, tough game on Sunday night.
It should be. It's not going to be the walk in the park that they had in Arlington, Texas on Thanksgiving Day. Cowboys are going to come back. They're rested. They have a more healthy, not a totally healthy, but they have a healthier Tony Romo, and I think that will make them tougher.
Eagles 9-4 have not beaten, you know, what people consider the upper echelon, certainly in the NFC, the Packers, the Seahawks, the Niners who've struggled, the Cardinals. What do you make of this football team, Merrill, 9-4, where they are right now?
It's a good football team. And I honestly believe that if they had played the Niners or the Cardinals right now, they'd beat them. They're much better than those two teams. They also have a big win over Indianapolis. Of course, that's AFC. But I think this is a very good football team. I can't sit here and say that I think they're quite as good as a team like Seattle or Green Bay. I think Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers are the best team in the NFC. But I think that this is a very good football team. And if they get into the playoffs, I think they can be trouble.
Yeah, I compare it this way. I look at Pete Carroll and the Seahawks. They've been together since 2010. Mm-hmm. That is a built football team. And the Eagles are a building football team. I just was so impressed with what Seattle did. Defensively, they took the Eagles out of everything they wanted to do. And offensively, they structure their scheme perfectly to Russell Wilson's talent.
Yeah, they do. They do. But that being said, Dave, I don't feel, despite what the statistics will tell you, that the Eagles were dominated. I felt that even deep into the fourth quarter, that was a winnable game. You take the Green Bay game, the turning point was the coin toss. But not this game. And I'm not pointing to one person, but just for example, if Malcolm Jenkins catches Russell Wilson.
I just don't buy that. I don't buy that.
Why?
Because the Eagles, I felt that Seattle was a better team. Clearly, a better team.
But if he goes into the end zone
If the punter doesn't drop the football.
Yeah, but if the official doesn't give them 40 yards.
We can do if all day long.
I know you can. I'm not saying that they lost because of the officials. I'm not saying that Malcolm Jenkins lost the game. But I just didn't feel that the Eagles were that far beneath Seattle.
I agree with that.
I believe they were in that game and could have won it.
So how does a team take the disappointment of that loss, which was a big game, and then get back to that emotional level on Sunday night?
Well, they do it very easily by realizing that this game, this Sunday night's game, can be the difference between them making the playoffs or being home for the holidays. That's how important it is, and I think it's an injustice because just as college football requires teams to have 6 wins to be bowl eligible, I think the NFL must say that if you don't have 8 wins, if you're not a 500 team, you're not going to the playoffs, and we'll take another wildcard.
And that's something
team.
To consider down the line.
I know.
But the rules coming into the season are what they are.
So, do
you believe that the NFC East will send 2 teams to the playoffs?
Probably not.
Yeah, it's going to be really difficult
not.
The way the Detroit Lions have continued
to win.
Seattle is winning.
Beat the Cowboys, and the Eagles are going to go
into
the playoffs.
The Eagles control their fate, and that starts on Sunday night. And in the first game, the Eagles defense took it to Tony Romo, clamped down on the running game, shut down Dez Bryant down the field. Do you expect the same kind of deal with the defense this week?
I think it's going to be tougher. I think that I watched Tony Romo against Chicago, and he moved much more easily, more fluidly than he did against the Eagles in Dallas. I think that he will probably even be looser this week because he's had 10 days to rest. So he's dangerous. Dez Bryant is as dangerous a receiver as there is in the National Football League. Jason Witten is not employed or deployed the way that he has been in the past. He blocks more than he did formerly, but he's still a guy that they go to on third down. So they're a dangerous team. They are not the team that the Eagles walked over in Dallas. It's going to be tougher.
What are you looking for from Mark Sanchez, from LeSean McCoy, from the Eagles offense?
I'm looking for Shady to have a big day. I'm looking for Mark Sanchez to throw accurately, to go downfield when he has opportunities, to just play a clutch game. If you look for a frame of mind, every one of these guys who dresses on Sunday night has to almost believe that this is a playoff game, that this has the implications of a playoff game.
And a team that plays in that kind of environment raises its collective game and goes out and plays a great 60 minutes.
Just play your best game.
Yeah.
Just play your best game. If the Eagles play their A game and the Cowboys play their A game, the Eagles win.
The regular season finale at Lincoln Financial Field should be a great environment.
I can't wait.
It's going to be coming soon quickly. Merrill Reese, we thank you so much for joining us in studio here.
My pleasure.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.